Your three-year-old refuses to sit still during story time, bouncing around the room like a pinball. Your neighbor's child, the same age, sits peacefully, absorbed in every word. You wonder, what am I doing wrong? Here's the truth that might change everything. Absolutely nothing. What if the frustration, the daily battles, the nagging sense that you're speaking different languages, what if none of it means you're failing? What if your child has been trying to tell you exactly who they are all along and you simply haven't learned their language yet? This is the revolutionary premise behind a parenting approach that's quietly transforming families. Children aren't problems requiring fixes. They're unique individuals with distinct energy patterns, communication styles, and emotional needs, patterns they've expressed since birth. When over 500,000 parents discover they've been parenting against their child's nature rather than with it, something profound shifts. The constant discipline, the power struggles, the feeling of being perpetually drained, it all traces back to a fundamental misalignment between who your child truly is and how you're trying to shape them. Think about the last time you felt truly frustrated with your child. Was it because they wouldn't hurry when you were running late? Those exact behaviors that drive you to distraction are likely your child's greatest strengths, just unrecognized and unsupported. Traditional parenting assumes all children respond to the same approaches, that what worked for you should work for your child. But children arrive with their own instruction manuals, written in the language of movement, tone, and natural tendencies. When we ignore these signals and impose our own rhythm, we create wounds that don't require dramatic trauma to leave lasting marks. Consider the mother who constantly urged her daughter Sydney to hurry up, growing increasingly frustrated by her naturally slower pace. The mother moved through life with swift, dynamic energy, while Sydney's energy flowed gently, like a calm river. Every hurry up sent an unintended message: who you are isn't acceptable. When her mother stopped making those demands, their daily conflicts evaporated. Sydney's sweet, considerate nature could finally flourish. This pattern explains why millions of adults later invest time and money seeking to rediscover themselves. They're healing from childhoods spent adapting to expectations that contradicted their core nature. Every child expresses one of four distinct energy patterns. Fundamental movement patterns present from birth that reveal what they've been communicating all along. The fun-loving child moves with bouncy, random energy, generating ideas constantly and turning everything into play. Often mislabeled hyperactive, they're processing information at lightning speed through multiple channels simultaneously. They need fun, happy parents who appreciate their natural exuberance. The sensitive child flows like a gentle river, subtle, connected, emotionally aware. They ask endless questions because gathering details creates safety. Frequently told to speak up or hurry up, they operate at a naturally measured pace, needing their feelings honored and space to process thoroughly. The determined child pushes forward with purposeful, fiery energy, pursuing results relentlessly from infancy, crawling early to reach toys, starting businesses as children. Often mislabeled demanding, they're actually results-oriented action takers needing challenge, new experiences, and parents who direct rather than squash their drive. The more serious child moves with exact, structured energy. Naturally mature, logical, and authoritative, they view themselves as the primary authority in their lives. Frequently described as too serious, they've already analyzed situations from every angle before committing, needing mutual respect and partnership in authority. Your child has been broadcasting their energy type since before they could speak. Type 1 children giggle frequently, describe everything as fun, and say, "just kidding," after teasing. Type 2 children apologize excessively, preface questions with, "I have a question," and speak softly. Type 3 children interrupt lengthy explanations and communicate directly. Type 4 children say exactly when agreeing, call things they like perfect, and dismiss what they dislike as stupid. Even criticism reveals their nature. "Stop moving, you're too hyper," signals type 1. "You're too sensitive," points to type 2. You're so pushy, suggests type 3. Why are you always so serious, indicates type 4. These aren't flaws to correct. They're descriptions of your child's core nature. Watch how your child moves through everyday activities. Type 1 children move in unstructured, carefree ways. Type 2 children move steadily and calmly, drawn to comfort. Type 3 children focus on results with swift determination. Type 4 children move straightforwardly and precisely. The most revealing insight? Your child likely already knows their type. Age-appropriate conversations about these patterns often bring immediate clarity. Children recognize themselves when you describe their natural movement without judgment. Most discipline fails because parents use approaches matching their own nature rather than their child's. When children resist styles contrary to their natural expression, we label it disobedience and respond with punishment. Traditional discipline becomes judgment, an attempt to change a child's fundamental tendencies. Consider the timeout. Type 1 children with bouncy energy find sitting still torturous. Type 2 children comply but feel emotionally disconnected, which terrifies these connection-oriented souls. Type 3 children feel thwarted from their goals, creating deep frustration. Type 4 children might find time alone rewarding, unless publicly announced, which humiliates these private children. Children aren't testing your authority, they're testing whether it's safe to be themselves. When a type 1 child bounces around, they're expressing their nature. When a type 3 child bulldozes past explanations, they're being results-focused. When a type 4 child insists on their way, they're being their own authority. Rebellion isn't inevitable teenage behavior, it's a byproduct of children not feeling understood. During adolescence, young people either express their true nature with support or rebel against expectations that contradict who they are. Honoring your child's nature doesn't mean permitting everything. Acknowledge who they are while setting boundaries. I hear you, but the answer is still no. Offer age-appropriate choices that give them voice within your limits. When you align parenting with your child's energy type, transformation happens. The hyperactive type 1 becomes delightfully creative. The overly sensitive type 2 becomes wonderfully empathetic. The exhaustingly demanding type 3 becomes impressively driven. The inflexibly serious type 4 becomes admirably principled. This isn't about becoming a perfect parent. It's about becoming the right parent for your specific child. Your instinctive approach naturally matches your own energy type, which works beautifully when your child shares it, but creates friction when they don't. The mother with swift, dynamic energy naturally parents with urgency, perfect for her type 3 child, problematic for her gentle type 2 daughter. It's never too late to change course. Even with older children, healing remains possible through honest acknowledgement. I recognize I hurt you when I constantly pushed you to hurry up, and I want to support you in loving yourself. The stories we tell our children shape their reality. By helping them create empowering narratives, your sensitivity is a gift, not a flaw, you give them permission to embrace their nature. This creates adults who trust their instincts and parent with understanding rather than judgment. In a world constantly telling children who they should be, becoming a child whisperer means offering something revolutionary, the message that who they already are is valuable. It means creating homes where terrible twos don't exist because toddlers feel understood, where teenagers don't rebel because they feel supported. Your child has been speaking their truth since birth through their movement, communication style, and natural tendencies. The question isn't whether they're telling you who they are. The question is, are you ready to listen? When you truly see and honor the unique person before you, everything changes. The power struggles dissolve, the constant frustration lifts, and you discover that the child who felt like a stranger was simply waiting for you to learn their language.